All right, let's pick up the Tosis again from the top. So Tosis says, the first Tosis on the Amud, Holoch Kono Labayis, the Beis HaKvaros, Pirish, Mimayin La'atzim Ha'yoloi, the Shema came in Shutor, Yonah Yemeis, Shoshomu Heim, Shoma Gamu, Yimni Yimoyim, a Shema Mayin La'atzim. So Tosis initially learns the Bay of the Gemara, Korov to Perish Rashi, that's for sure, that a Gadol Abayis, what a Nerali, who's Bomin Aderech, who just comes in from the cold, he's not mitzaref to the Bnei Abayis. A cotton, a tzoyer is mitzaref to a gadol. A gadol is not mitzaref to a cotton. The shaila is in the particular case where he was halach l'beis hakvaros, maybe there it's better. Maybe there the gadol abayis could be mitzaref. And that's the bay of the Gemara. The maskon is that he could be mitzaref if it was teichim. What's the svar that here perhaps he could be mitzaref? Why is halach l'beis hakvaros better? So Taish says two things. First of all, kevin shutor b'nyonei emes. And secondly, kisheshomu heim shoma gamhu. In Rashi said only once for. Rashi said, kevin shu torah binyonei ames, kevin l'tzorech ames holach. Since he was holach l'tzorech ames, Rashi said, so it's command David b'vesei. It's Kili was here all along. He went. He's not coming in from the outside entirely. He was really a participant. He was holach. He was holach l'tzorech ames. So Mela, we look at him as being part of the base of Ovel from the beginning. And Tosis says two nukuz. Kayman shu tord binyonei emes. And secondly, kisheshomu heim shoma gamhu. So that maybe needs a hesber, see behem shech. Why Tosis needs both of these svaras? Why isn't one enough? It's not a terrible kasha, but maybe we could see, maybe we could get a deeper understanding. Then Tosis goes on and says, lo yedayna ma'avidino begodol abayi shebomi mokum karv. Imoyni imoyim ha'il v'yikir. Tosis now is mistapik. Tosis is already changing his mind. Or maybe it's a hagah. Tosis says, you see in the Tosis near my cotton, there's a lot of hagahs, a lot of problems with the gersos and Tosfos. It's not interesting. It's unusual. Why there's, and if you go through, anybody who's learning through the sugyas, you see the Tosis in there very problematic in the gersos. It's like kodshim. I don't know, Salibi Oimali, that maybe there was the same reason as in Kotchim. Why the Tosis is so problematic in Tosis? And the Girsim Gemara even is problematic in Kotchim, because they didn't learn it so much in the yeshivas. So it could be that the Yonav, we know in the Yonav Avelis, in the yeshivas, they're reluctant to, learn. Maybe they weren't so Isaac in these sugyas. Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, that's pure speculation. In any event, Tosis says now he raises a sofek. What's the dintak by a Gadol Abayis who comes in Mokum Karv? Is he mayna la'atzmai, the way Tosfos initially assumed? Or maybe he could be mayna imayim, maybe he could be mitzaref to the Bnei Abayis, since he's the Gadol Abayis, maybe he could have it seer. Maybe he could have it seer, even though he's coming in the middle of the Avelus. Maybe he could be mitzaref. And now he'll be the Ikka, even though he wasn't here up till now. He'll come now and he'll become the Ikka. This he spoke about several times. Rashi before said, as a Dova Poshut, then it's not so. That a kotun can be mitzaref to a gadol, but a gadol can come and be mitzaref to the kana. That was poshut in Rashi before, in the end of the previous sugi. And by Tosis, it's already a sofek. So I said a hasbara at the time that Rashi l'shitosli. Rashi said Rashi holds that the way the tzirif works is that it was kilu bo b'tchilus havelus. That's how Rashi learns the idea of bomi mochum karov, because he has to have been close enough that he could have come b'tchilus havelus. So when he comes now in the middle, he's mitzaref l'mafreya kilu we see b'tchilus havelus. So Rashi Lishitosi holds that can only be a cotton being mitzaref to a gadol, not a gadol being mitzaref to a cotton. Because how's it going to work? A cotton comes in from the outside and he finds a gadol, so the cotton is mitzaref to the gadol, l'mafreya, ki'ilu he was by the gadol from the tchilus avelus. And therefore the cotton can be minded from the beginning. That's the way it works in the Gemara before, ordinarily. But if you're going to, in the opposite case, the cotton started first, and now the gadol comes, so what do you want to happen? The gadol comes to the kotlin, and the kotlin will now be mitzaref to the gadol. I mean, always the kotlin is going to be mitzaref to the gadol. But in order for the minion to work with mafreya, it has to be because that it's kiilu bo b'tchilus havelus. That's why he gets the extra days. Because I look at it when he's mitzaref, it was kiilu bo b'tchilus havelus. But here I can't say that the kotlin here is coming to the gadol. He's being mitzaref to the gadol, and the gadol is first arriving now. So where's the gadol? Where are you going to get the tchilas havelos? The missing days, the gadol's never going to get. The cotton's being mitzaref to the gadol. He's mitzaref to the gadol. Mikano labo, not lemafreya. The gadol didn't have lemafreya. The gadol wasn't here yesterday. The Gadol wasn't being misabel yesterday. So there's no kilu baba kilu savelus. So therefore, by Rashi, it's posh that this kind of tzirif doesn't work. And Taisus holds that the tzirif is mikano labo, and therefore, mikano labo, maybe this is tzirif. The Gadol comes, now mikano labo, he's the ikka, the ktanim are mitzaref to him, now you have one bias. And Mela, the minion is the minion. All the days that this bias was minor up till now will accrue to the bias as a whole, and perhaps the gadol can be minor together with the bias. Al kavanah, that's Tosis's suffix. So now Tosis continues and he says, "V'yesh litan tam loymeshu minor levadoi hoil ve'ena yedeh avelus. A tam lehefech the hoil mishum ames halachim neimoy." So Mashosis doesn't understand what these last lines of Tosis are talking about. Bechal, it's like Tosis himself Mela. Doesn't seem to be talking about the same case. First he says, "Eina yedeya aveilus." Then he says, "Mishum ames holach." The words don't seem to hang together at all. But the Rashash explains Tosis ba'if and pashut. Tosis is explaining the following. Tosis just raised the suffix. Lo yadayna mehavidina. Tosis in the suffix. What's the din by a gadol abayis who comes in a derech? Is he mitzaref to the katan? Is he not mitzaref to the katan? It's a suffix in Tosis. Tosis is not machriya. The Gemara has a suffix. By Holoch Gadol Abayis, the Beis HaKvaras. When he comes back, is he able to be Mitztaref or not? So we have a Suffolk of Tosfos. What's the din of a Gadol Abayis above Min HaDerech? We have a Suffolk of Gemara. What's the din of a Gadol Abayis who comes from the Beis HaKvaras? So we need to have, in order for these two Sfeikas to, in order for it to work, we need to have a Hesber, why it might be that a above Min HaDerech is Mitztaref, and perhaps a bomb based on Chorus is not mitzaref. And we need to have a svar faket. Why a bomb and a derech perhaps are not mitzaref, and a bomb based on Chorus is mitzaref? Maybe I'll put it differently. It's possible. Tais has a sofik. Either side of the sofik has to explain the Gemara. And the side that a Gadol Abayis is ordinarily not mitzaref. So what's the Gemara sofik by basic Chorus? The Gemara sofik must be that maybe basic Chorus is. What did I say? And the tzad that a bum and a derech is not mitzaref, then the Gemara suffix is going to have to be. Maybe basic chorus is better. Maybe basic chorus is mitzaref. On the other end, on the other tzad of places, the other tzad of places is suffix, that a bum and a derech is mitzaref, then what's the Gemara suffix by basic chorus? It's going to have to be that a bum and basic chorus is not mitzaref. Maybe it's worse. So in order for Tosis to entertain his suffix, he needs to provide a hesber why holuch le basic chorus might be better, more able to be mitzaref than a bom and a derech, and he also needs to provide an opposite for why a holuch le basic chorus might be the other way. So he needs both svaros. So that's what Tosis presents. So Tosis says as follows: we gotta have to be magia one word in Tosis. The Rashash is magia the last word in Tosis, not yim le'imoyim, but yim le la'atzma. And Tosis says the following. Says Tosis, first of all, Yesh litin tam leimar shu moinu levadoi hoyol ve'ena yedeya havelus. Says Tosis. We could say a svara. We could explain why it might be that a bomin aderech is moinu levadoi, but a bomin beis akloros perhaps is moinu imar. In other words, we could present this svara why perhaps a god levadoi who comes moinu aderech, he's not mitzar. But a gadol abayis who's halach leves akvaris, perhaps the Gemara is miboyulu. They're ready. The Gemara has a suffix. Maybe is mistar. What's the svar? Says Tosfos. A bum in a derech is eni yedei avelus. He doesn't know about the avelus, so he's not mistar. But a halach leves akvaris who didn't know about the avelus, so he already the Gemara has a suffix. Maybe he could be mistar. So Tosfos, it's a bay in the Gemara. What's Tosis explaining? Lafid, that side of my Tosis, do we have different levels of suffix? Tosis suffix and the Gemara suffix. So Tosis saying, Lafid, that side that I want to entertain, that a bum and haderech is not mitzaref. So how do we explain the Gemara? What's the yiboilu in the Gemara? Yiboilu, holoch gadol abayis based on chorus mal. The Gemara suffix is, although a gadol abayis is ordinarily not mitzaref, but maybe when he was holoch based on chorus, maybe there it's better and he could be mitzaref. What's the Gemara's suffix? The Gemara's suffix is maybe a gadol abayis who comes from an aderech, so he's lo yodim and adelus, so he can't be mitzaref. But a gadol abayis was holoch leves akvaras, he didn't know about the adelus, so lagabi him, the Gemara is a suffix, yiboilu, maybe he could be mitzaref, and the maskon is that he could be mitzaref to gimel. That's what Tosis is presenting. This parallels what Taisha said at the very beginning. This is initially the way Taisha learned the Gemara.
What's better than bombing Beit HaTorah? What's better than that?
Nothing. That's it. That's best.
It. That's the best.
Yeah.
I still don't understand what's the subject. There's no better person who's informed and realized.
I wish I had a blackboard. I find it much easier with a blackboard. Taisus, he needs to make cogent the tutzadim of his own suffet. So he has one sad. Taisus has a sad. That maybe a godel abayis who's bomb in a derech is not mistarif. And yet the Gemara is mesupik, the Gemara is the ibroya, what's the din of a godel abayis that's bomb in Beis HaKvaros? So Taisus is explaining, why is the Gemara mesupik about bomb in Beis HaKvaros? Why is it different than a bomb in a derech? So Taisus says, the difference is that a bomb in a derech is ena yedeya havelus. But a bomb in Beis HaKvaros, he's yedeya havelus. So therefore, a bomb in a derech, that's, Taisus says, maybe he's not mistarif. Maybe that's a given that he's not mistarif. But the Gemara has a baya about halach l'beis haklaros, where he does know about the veil is maybe he's mitzarif more. Now, chayru, we have to understand this. What does it mean? Why is it that if he's einu yodei avelus, is he less mitzarif? Taisus later on, the next taisus, assume the other one did already. The next taisus also taisus in the next dibur has the opposite svar. When he learns the reason Malach and Gemara, Taisa says as far that a bum and a derech who's einu yedeh avelus, that's what we have there. Reb Shimon is makel that it's enough to come to Zion, because since he doesn't know about the avelus, he's more able to be bottle the gabay. But somebody who comes from the Beis HaKvaros, halacha Beis HaKvaros, where he knows about the avelus, he's less able to be bottle the gabay. So there he has to come to Gimel. So there in the next place you see that to be einu yedeh avelus is a mylan sirif. And here Taisa is saying just the opposite, that the fact that it's only a day avelus is a chisar in the tzirf. The answer is poshut. Later on, Taisa is talking about a kotun, a bom and a derech, a kotun who wants a mitztarif to the gadol abayis. We'll see when we get to the next Taisa more in detail and exactly, but let's say b'kshutai. The next Taisa is talking a kotun who is coming to the gadol abayis and he wants a mitztarif to the gadol abayis. So there Taisa says, the smaller the kotun is, the more he's able to be mitztarif, the more he's able to be bottled to the gadol. Because that's the derech of the tziruf, that the katan is misbottled to the gadol. So the more the katan is einu yedei ha-avelus, the less chashuv his avelus is, the more he's able to be bottled, to be nitbal to the gadol habayis. So there, it's a mylan tziruf if he's einu yedei ha-avelus. But here we're talking the opposite. Here we're talking about the gadol habayis himself. The gadol habayis himself, how's the tzirif going to happen when the God of the Bayis wants him to mitzarif to the Bayis? He has to be the ikker. Like Taisus said before, the tzad that he could be mitzarif, or the only way that he could be mitzarif, is by his being the ikker. Says Taisus, but if he's a bom and a derech, he's einu yedei avelus, then how could he be the ikker? He can't be the ikker because he's inferior to them. They know about the avelus and he doesn't know about the avelus. What kind of God of the Bayis is that? So mainly, he can't play a leadership role in this avelus, because he's in an inferior position. He's the Eimei Yodei Avelus, and they're the Yodei Ma'Avelus. So Meili can't be there. So therefore, a Bomen HaDerech can't be Mitztarif. Vashenkin, a Godel Abayis, who went to the Beis HaKvaros, so he's Yodei Avelus. He's not in an inferior position vis-a-vis them. They're on an equal footing. He's Yodei Avelus, they're Yodei Avelus, and he's the Godel Abayis. So then he could have to be the Ikir, and he could be Mitztarif. Or they could be Mitztarif to him, better put. And he could be Mboi Nimoi. This is Taisus's first mahalach. We'll say, we'll posit like that side in Taisus's sofik that a bom and a derech or a gadol abayis bom and a derech is not mitzarech, and the Gemara's sofik is, but maybe bom and beis hakvaros is better because a bom and beis hakvaros, a bom and a derech, that's an inferior gadol abayis. How could he be the ikir? He's any day avelus, but a bom and beis hakvaros is not inferior. He's your day avelus, so he could be an ikir. He could be a real gadol. He could play the role of a gadol abayis. So therefore, the Gemara is Iboilu. Therefore, the Gemara has its side. Maybe they're ready. The God of the Bayis could be Mitzar. This Mahalach in the Gemara parallels Taisus' initial understanding of the Gemara. This is the way Taisus initially explained the Gemara. that the Gemara that an ordinary that a gun that the Gemara that a gun of the bias ordinarily is not mistarif to the bias, but here where he's coming from the base of Klaris, it's better and perhaps he's more able to be mistarif. So the tzad that now the Tosfos entertaining now that a gun of the bias is whose bomb of the derech is not mistarif. But the Gemara sofik is that a bami based on chorus is better. Is exactly the way the Gemara Tosfos initially presented the Gemara. And so it's very interesting. We could put together the lashon of Tosfos now and the lashon of Tosfos at the beginning of the Tosfos. Tosfos right now is explaining why the bami and derech is not mitzvah because any day avelus. Tosfos at the beginning of Tosfos. Tosfos at the beginning of the dibur, which is the same mahalach in the Gemara. Explained why the holich lebeis hakfaros perhaps could be mizdarf. Why he's better? So what did Tosfos say? Because kaven shu torud binyonei emes ukeshe shomu heim shoma gamhu. So if we put the two lines in Tosfos together, so we get a whole picture of this tzad in Tosfos. A bom and a derech is not mizdarf because he's ainu yodei havelus. But a holich lebeis hakvaros is mistarif, or at least the Gemara entertains, might be mistarif, because he's torah beizke emes ukeshe shoma heim shoma gamhu. I think now we could understand better Tosfos' initial svar why he needed two svaras. What's going on here in Tosfos? What Tosfos was explaining at the very outset, and what he's explaining now as well, is that a bom in aderech, the gadol can't be mistarif because the gadol is inferior. A gadol, but a holich lebeis hakvaros, where the gadol was holich lebeis hakvaros, there he could be mitzaref, because there he's not inferior to the other avel. So Tosfos explains, a bom in aderech, a gadol habayis was bom in aderech. He can't be mitzaref. He can't play the role of the ikur, because he's on an inferior footing. Ein yodeya avelus. They know about the avelus and he doesn't. So he's garua from him. How could he play the starring role of mitzaref avelus if he was the one who was ein yodeya min avelus? Mashenkin was holoch lebeis hakvaros. When he was holoch lebeis hakvaros, so then he's not worse than them. Why is he not worse than them? Because first of all, kishashamu heim shamu gamhu. It's very mechuvah in the lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't say stam when he went to the beis hakvaros he was yodeya avelus. He says kishashamu heim shamu gamhu. You see, talking the ring of the way the ring of Tosfos' language. The resonance of Tosfos' language is, he's not worse than them. So he's not less than they. It's not like the case where they know about the Avelis and he doesn't and he's inferior. Here, he knew about the Avelis as early as them. So he's not less than them. But that's not enough. Tosfos has to add. Okay, he knew about the Avelis as early as they did. But he's still inferior because they actually did Avelis and he didn't. So what does it help that he knew about the Avelis the same time they knew about the Avelis? But meanwhile, they were sitting here doing Avelis, and he was off traveling the country. So he's still inferior in this Avelis. How could he have the star role in this Avelis if they were being misabel when he wasn't? So Tosfos adds, no, he wasn't off on vacation. He was Torah Binyanei Emes. He was off doing the main thing. That was also part of being the star of the Avelis. He knew as early as they did. And when they were being misabel, he was doing something just as important, maybe more important. He was Torah B'Yiskei Ames. So Mamele, he's still not Geruah from them. If he's not Geruah than them, then he could be the Ikir, and he could be the Gadol Abayis, and he could be Mistar. So I think it's very beautiful. If you put the two parts of Tosfos together, we have Havana. First of all, why Tosfos needed two Soros before? Torah B'Yiskei Ames and Kishashomu Heim Shoma Gamhu. What's the Hadgosha of Kishashomu Heim Shoma Gamhu? Why it's not enough to say? So we have now a bigger picture. It's la puke from Abomin Aderech. Abomin Aderech is Eini Yodei Avelis. He's inferior. An inferior can't become the Gadol Abayis. Mashengen Holech Lebeis Hakvaros. He's not inferior. Kishashomahem Shomagamhu. And he was Torah Binyonei Ames. So he's just as good as them. If he's just as good as them, then he can come and be the Gadol Abayis. And therefore, the Gemara says, Hiboilu, maybe there he could be Mistarif and he could be Moinei Moir. That's the first half of Tosfos. Then Tosfos turns around and says, "Oy tam lehefech." One second, but I had a suffix, maybe it's the other way around. Maybe a gadol abayis abom in a derech. I'm not sure, lo yadana, maybe he's really is mitzaref. Maybe even abom in a derech is mitzaref. So if abom in a derech is mitzaref, so what's the gemara suffix by holich lebeis hakvaros? So we have to explain the other way around, that the Gemara's suffix is that maybe a halacha beis akvaris is worse. What's the sefer that a halacha beis akvaris should be worse? It says Tosfos, we maybe could say tam lehefech. The hayl mishum hameis holach, since he went mishum hameis, so yimne, and here the Rashas is magi, as I said before, yimne la'atzmai. Maybe when he goes to the beis akvaris, so he's going mishum hameis, maybe that's worse. Maybe there he cannot be mitzarek because he went mishum hameis. Maybe then he has to be meina. He has to be meina lots. Now that svar is hard. That needs a hesber. What's the svar for that? Mishum hameis holach. That's a reason why he should be meina latzmai. Up till now we've always seen that mishum hameis holach is a reason to be meina imay. Tarod binyoni hameis. Now Tosfos is saying the opposite svar. That kevin shum mishum hameis holach. That's a reason why it's garua. Why you might not be mitzvah. That's very unclear. What could be the hesber for that? The emes is, there's another problem here in Tosfos. In this sadden Tosfos. What's Tosfos presenting now? Step back a second. What Tosfos now is suggesting that maybe a godel habayis habam in a derech. This Tzad and Tosfos. He is Mitzarek or he's not Mitzarek? How are we going now in Tosfos? Now we're in the Tam Lehefech. Before we were saying, a Godel Abayi is ordinarily not Mitzarek, but maybe if he goes to the basic chorus, it's better because he's the Shom of Heim, Shom of Gamhu. It's not worse than them. So there he could be the Abayi. And now Tosfos turning around and saying, no, but maybe I could drain the other way around. Maybe a Godel Abayi is Abom and Aderech Le'olam is Mitzarek. But if he's Holoch Le'Beis HaKloris, it's worse. Because, and that's the Gemara's bia. So what's the Gemara's bia then is, given that a gadol habayis ordinarily could be mitzarev, if he's bomen aderech, but maybe if he's holoch lebeis akvaros, maybe that's a reason why he cannot be mitzarev. Maybe that should prevent him from being able to be mitzarev. Because tzarech hameis holoch, somehow that's a reason why he can't be mitzarev. So I don't understand. But that's the Gemara's bia. So why is the Gemara only asking about the Godel Abayis? You can ask the same bai about the younger brother. A younger brother comes to a Godel Abayis and ordinarily is Mistarev. What's the din if the younger brother was Holoch Lebeis HaKvaros? Maybe it's Garua because the Tzarech HaMeis Holach. Why is it only Godel Abayis to Keshaila? The other, in the first half of Tosfos, is Poshut. And in the first half of Tosfos, going to the Beis HaKvaros is better. It's more Mitzurah. So, and a regular person who's bomb in a derech is mistarif, kal v'chaymer, is mistarif who's bomb in a klaris. The shayla is about a godel abayis. A godel abayis is ordinarily not mistarif, but maybe if he goes to the basic klaris, that's better. Maybe then even a godel abayis can be mistarif. Fine, then I understand. That's why the shayla will be a godel abayis. But now we're saying the other way around. That a godel abayis who comes from a derech is mistarif the same as a kotten. A godel is mistarif to a kotten, kotten is mistarif to a godel. As long as you have a kotten and a godel, you can make a shidduch and they're mistarif. What's the shayla? But here he was holoch lebeis akvaros, so maybe there is gora. That theory was holoch l'tzarech hameis, mishum hameis holoch. Maybe that prevents him being able to be mistarek. For some reason, I don't understand the svara, but maybe that somehow prevents him being able to be mistarek. No, so that's not only a gadol gab. Why is that only shaila and gadol abayis? Can ask the same shaila about anybody. Gemara before, bo motzu gadol abayis b'vayis in mistarek. But what if he came from the basic forest and he found it and he comes to the gadol abayis? Is he mistarek or not? You know, if it's not mamish from the cheshbon, I don't want to do it. It's too confusing. It's the cheshbon is so confusing. So problems in the cheshbon I can entertain. Problems that are from the outside, I have to wait to afterwards. So an emes is a great teretz for this. I don't know. But what we need, let's just decide what do we do. We need a svar over here. What's the desideratum? What are we trying to get? We need a svar that's going to explain A, why mishum hameis holach is worse, and what's the svar altogether? It should be better, not worse. But we also need, we have to custom make it, that it should be a svar that explain why mishum hameis holach is worse only when in regard to godel abayis. But in regard to an ordinary person, it's not a factor. So therefore, for an ordinary person, there's no shaila about holach lebeis akvaros. But when it comes to godel abayis, there maybe mishum hameis holach prevents him from being mistar. Right, that's a tall order. Maybe we could say, al derech zeh, this is suggesting a direction. Maybe we could say that so it means like this, that in order to be mitzarek, what does it mean to be mitzarek? He really started his own minyan. He was in the Beis HaKaras. He was started the minyan Mishiyus to Magal. Now he comes back, and he wants to like jettison his minyan and join the minyan of the Bnei Abayis. So Tais is suggesting a svara, maybe since his minyan that he started on his own had a special chashivas, it was Mishum HaMeis. The reason why he was starting Mishumas HaGoyel wasn't stam, because he got up late. His minyan started later because Mishum HaMeis Halach. That minyan has a special yichus to it. So that minyan does not so easily get relinquished in favor of the minyan of the Bnei Abayis. So maybe that's only true in regard to Gadol Abayis. If we're talking about a Kotin Shehalach Lebeis HaKvaros, so he's coming to the Gadol Abayis. So the Derech HaTzirif is that he's losing his identity. He's becoming part of the retinue of the Gadol Abayis. So I don't care that he had a minyan meyuchas of his own. But the whole point is, he's no longer on his own. Now he's tuffled to the Gadol Abayis. So he gets the minyan of the Gadol Abayis. Masha Enkin, when you're talking about the Gadol Abayis, is coming to the Gadol Abayis himself. So he's not, if he's going to be mitzaref, he's not mitzaref by giving up his identity, by becoming part of the retinue of the other Bnei Abayis. It's just the opposite. They're going to be, the tzirif is going to be, because he's going to be the ikker. So he's not, the only thing is we want to say, since now he'll be the ikker of this bias, so he could use the minion of the bias instead of the minion of his, he can then take advantage of the minion of the bias and throw away his own private minion. So it says Tosfos, his own private minion over here was a chashuv minion. It was a minion of Holach, of Mishum HaMeis Holach. It was a minion Meyuchas. It wasn't Stam that he was, it wasn't just a such a minion, such a chashuv minion, he has now two minyanim. See, that's the difference. A Kotan comes to a Godel, so he loses his identity. He's now part of the Godel. So there's one minion, the minion of the Godel. A Godel comes to the Ktanim, so he's the Iker. So he's the Iker, he doesn't lose his identity, he's the Iker. They're going to be Mitzaref then. So why is he going to be Mayne Imayim? Because since he has his minion, and he has their minion, he has his choice now. He could use his own, he has his own minion that he started in the Beis HaKaras. But now when he joins them, now he becomes, and they really join him, they become his Bnei Abayis. So now he has the minion of this bias. He can take advantage of that. So the idea is he should be able to say, well, he'll go look, it's better for him to take their minion, because they're started first. So he'll throw away his minion, he'll take their minion. That's if his minion would have no special chashivas. But where his minion has a special chashivas, Mishum HaMeis Holach, so he can't jettison his minion in favor of their minion. Maybe al derech zeh. I'm just saying a direction. It's not great. The truth is, this is all if we learn Tosis, will be Magia Tosis like the Rosh Hashanah. The emphasis is that we could be Magia Tosis to similar effect, but in the opposite direction. The Rosh Hashanah was Magia the last word in Tosis. Instead of Yimna Yimoyim, he was Magia Yimna La'atzma. It gets sort of the same bang for the buck if we Magia, leave that word alone, Yimna Yimoyim, the way it's printed, and be Magia before. In the third to last line, the first word levadoi, it should be laatz leimoyim. Yesh li tentam leimer sheimoyne imoyim. Same quantity of hago as the rashash, but in a different place. And the difference is that now it's the same. Tosfos doing the same thing. He's explaining the tutz tadei asofik, the tzad that holich that a bom and a derech is not mitzarev and beis hakoros is better, and the tzad that a bom and a derech is yes, mitzaref, and the basic chorus is worse. But the order now is reversed. And Tosfos is first explaining the tzad that a bom and a derech is more mitzaref. Says Tosfos, yesh li tentam, why a bom and a derech might be more mitzaref? Because hoyel ve'ein yedeim in avelus, since he doesn't know about the avelus. Since he doesn't know about the avelus, he could be batel l'gabayu, like Tosfos says in the next dibur, like they read in the next dibur. A person who doesn't know about the avelus is more easily able to be mitzaref, because he doesn't know about the avelus and they do, so he's misbatel to them. Mashenke ma'olach l'beis haklaras, where he's yedeim in avelus, so maybe there he's not able to be mitzaref. And then Tosfos says, explains the other time, oy tam lehefech. That maybe a bom and a derech la'olam is not mitzaref, because he's the gadol habayis, not mitzaref to a katan. But if he's bumming up, but if he's holach lemeis akvaris, then it's better. Then he's more able to be mistarf holum mishum ameis holach because he went l'tzorech hameis. That's gevaldik. L'tzorech hameis. We know l'tzorech hameis is more mistarf. That would be much easier in the last svar in places. What's this l'tzorech hameis holach? We would, as a svara, why not to be mistarf? It's very hard to understand. As a svara, why yes to be mistarf? Well, that's great that we already had in Rashi and in Tosfos gevaldik. The only thing is with the problem with this. With this girsa is in the first half. So what's the first half again? The first half of Tosfos is saying that maybe a bum and a derech is more mitzarif. Why is he more mitzarif? Hoyel ve'ein liyodeya min avelus. He doesn't know about the avelus, so he's bottled gabayim. Mashenken hoylech lebeis akvaros. We have to add mashenken hoylech lebeis akvaros. Since he knows about the avelus, so he's not able to be bottled gabayim. Maybe he's not mitzarif. That's what the word is gabayim. Maybe he's not mitzarif. So there's two problems. Problem number one, the Chorin Svara, it's hard to hear, that a Godel Habayis is more mitzarif when he's any of them in Avelis because he's more able to be Batul L'Gabayu. L'Chor, a Godel Habayis, he's not Batul L'Gabayu. The tzirif of a Godel Habayis is not that he's Batul to them, but that they're Batul to him. So what sense does it make in regard to a Godel Habayis to say that he's more mitzarif when he's any of them in Avelis than when he is Yedei Avelis? In the Tosfos later passage, he's talking about an acher. And an acher, I understand. The smaller the acher is, the less he is, the more he's mitzarif, the more he's misbattled to the gadol. So there, the ein liyodeim in avelus is a mile in the tzirif. As Tosfos says in the next dibur, Tosfos, if he's ein liyodeim avelus, he's more batel l'gabayim. Sheheim chilas avelus ikar. But here we're talking about the gadol abayis. The derech atzirif is, as Tosfos himself said, the gadol abayis is going to be meini moim because he'll be the ikar. They'll be bottled to him. So what's the seichel here to say that if he's any yodei avelus, there's more tzirif in his yodei avelus? That's problem number one. But we'll see. We'll get to the next place. We'll see. Maybe this problem can be dealt with. Problem number two is that lefidus mahalach, then the question is especially acute. So why is the bayah only by the God of the bayahs? The shailus of the bayah should be by anybody. An ordinary bum in a derech is mistarif because he's batul l'gabayu because he's ein yodei avelus. See, boilu, what about if the katan went to the beis hakvaros? So then he's yodei min avelus. If he's yodei min avelus, maybe he's not batul l'gabayu. Same as we'll see later in the read that the Ritaka says that a bum in beis hakvaros is less mistarif. He has to be tef gimel, not tef zayin, because he's yodei avelus. So why is the bayah only by a gadol? The bayah should be by a katan also. We'll see, maybe this we could also, we'll have to see, after we do the next Tosfos, maybe we'll come back to revisit this Girsa and Tosfos. But Pashtus, that's why the Rashash, I imagine, was not Magia this way, but it was Magia the opposite way. Okay, let's go on to the next Tosfos. A lot of things there, they have to be Cheshbon. It's a very complicated sugya. So the Gemara says, the Osa B'Goy T'Losa Yayna. So what does it say in the Gemara? Let's go over the Gemara again. The Gemara is Shaila. Holok Gadol Abayis to Beis Hakvaros. Let's say Pashup Shat in the Gemara. We'll go back now to the Pashup Shat, Rashi's Shat, Tosfos' initial Shat. We're doing the Gemara now, Kipshuta. The Gemara is a Shaila. Ordinarily, Gadol Abayis is not Mistar. But here, Holok Lebeis Hakvaros, maybe he's Mistar. Holok Lebeis Hakvaros is better. Holok, maybe he went with Sarah Chameis. Maybe he's Mistar. So what was the Gemara Pashup? That was the Bayah. So what was the Gemara Pashup? Toshma, Domer Rav Yechanan. The God of the Bias comes back, he's mistarif to the Bnei Abayis. So the Gemara asked Tanya, we had another Braisa, which is Mayna Latzma. So the Gemara answered, depends. If he comes back to Gimel, then he's Mayna Imoyim. If he comes back to Acha Gimel, then he's Mayna Latzma. In fact, Tosfos, well, first he explains, Kisha also God of the Bias, but Gimel Yomim, Mayna Imoyim. Kidamina Lel, like we had in the Braisa earlier, in the previous Omad, Gimel Yomim Reishain and Mayna Imoyim. The Zman Atzirif is Gimel Yomim Rishayim. At Tosfos, Vekashuli, Do Kaimelim Keb Shimon, Da Filo Biyom Zayin Mayinim Mayim, Kira Minu Lekamon, Vim Kein, Mali Toch Gimel, Mali Lacha Gimel. Why is the criteria of here Toch Gimel, Lacha Gimel? That's only the Tanakama. We don't pass like the Tanakama. We pass like Keb Shimon, that everything depends on Toch Zayin and Lacha Zayin. So why is the Gemara talking about Gimel? The magic number should be Zayin, La Locha. The Tosfos says in a teretz, "V'nira, mitoy chalachas gdolus." The Afilu Rab Shimon have a chiluk to toich gimel ve'achah gimel, b'mokam rochik. Even Rab Shimon, who in the Brisa says that it's totally in Teich Zayin, I feel above Teich Zayin, also agrees that there is a case where the number is Gimel, namely if he was b'mi mokam rochik. The Brisa is talking where he's b'mi mokam korov. When it was b'mi mokam korov, Rab Shimon says I feel Teich Zayin. But if he's b'mi mokam rochik, then Rab Shimon says this minus. Then Rab Shimon would agree. Then Rab Shimon would say this minus teich gimel. Shapirish, the Hagoy Halachas Doyle says, "How do also begay tlosu yoyim imayni imayim? I feel b'mi mokam rochik. Also levosu tlosu yoyim imayni mokam koroiv. I feel teich zayin imayni imayim. Samach pirish. I feel Rab Shimon asyach milson. Kashash tempers here a little with the girsa, but the sense of it is pretty clear. Tais is saying a chiddush in the name of Halachas Doyles. That Reb Shimon holds is mekel, that it's enough to come to Teich Zayin, that's only if he came imokim karav. But if he came imokim rochik, Reb Shimon is machmer then that you have to have Teich Gimel. Now, that's actually a kula, not a chumra. The chiddush here is a kula. We didn't have this halachas doilus, then I would say mimokum rochik is not mitzaref at all. That's the pashas of the Gemara. To be mitzaref, he has to be bom mimokum karv. Mimokum rochik, there's nothing to talk about. The halachas doilus in the chadash of kula, that if he came mimokum rochik, hagam he's not mitzaref to Zion, but he is mitzaref to Gemara. That's a kula. That kula is only true according to, if it's true, it's only true according to Reb Shimon. According to the Tanakhama, could the Tanakhama agree to this? That if he comes to Teich Gimel, it's enough to come in Mokam Rochik? Avada not. The Tanakhama says you need both. Bomi Mokam Korov has to be Teich Gimel. So Tanakhama requires both things. He has to be Bomi Mokam Korov and it has to be Teich Gimel. Reb Shimon says, comes Mokam Korov, you don't need Teich Gimel, it's enough to have Teich Zayin. This is in the Chadash, Lefir Reb Shimon, if he came Mokam Korov, then, how should we put it? It's a Kula. Reb Shimon has another Kula, that if he came B'Teich Gimel, he could come Mokam Rochik. So it comes out, the same that Dvarim is, according to the Tanakhama, you have to have both things. He has to be bomi mokum karov, and he has to come to Gimel. And Reb Shimon holds that no, it's enough to have one. If he came mimokum karov, then I don't need to Gimel. It's enough to Zayin. But vice versa also, if he came to Gimel, then he doesn't need mimokum karov. It's enough to come mimokum rochim. And maybe that's his etzah for Agamar. We're talking here that he's coming Mokam Rochik. The Beis HaKoros was a Mokam Rochik. Since it's a Mokam Rochik, so according to Tanakhama, it wouldn't even work. But according to Reb Shimon, Mokam Rochik, not the end of the world. If he comes Teich Gimel, Mokam Rochik's okay. So I already spoke about this earlier on, but now we're here in Tosfos. Just want to go over it again. What's this? First of all, what's the svar? What's the svar to say such a thing? It's either or. You have Teich Gimel, you don't need Mokum Korov. You have Mokum Korov, you don't need Teich Gimel. And secondly, where do we see that in Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon didn't say a word about Mokum Rochik. Reb Shimon says that Tanakhama says you need Mokum Korov, you need Teich Gimel. Reb Shimon says you don't need Teich Gimel, it's enough to have Teich Zayin. So where's there a remez that Reb Shimon has another Kula, an opposite Kula, that if he comes Teich Gimel, he doesn't have to come in Mokum Korov? I think this is I think the answer, maybe there's other answers. If we'll say like the Ravid, that the whole idea of Mokum Korov is that the whole idea of Mokum Korov, why does Tanakhama require Mokum Korov? Is because he has to be Roi Lovi Teich Gimel. That's the Maila Mokum Korov. Mokum Korov and Teich Gimel are not two unconnected ideas. Mokum Korov and Teich Gimel are two sides of the same coin. The Maila of Mokum Korov is that he's Roi Lovi Teich Gimel. Because the kura will be the end of the first day, the shliach will go the second day, a day's journey, he'll come back on the third day, a day's journey. So that's the whole mile of Mokum Karav. And the Tanakhama says you need both. You need the mile of Botech Gimel, and you need the mile of Roy Lovei Tech Gimel. It has to be both. If he was Roy Lovei Tech Gimel but didn't actually come, not good enough. And even if he actually came, but he wasn't Roy Lovei Tech Gimel, meaning there wasn't time for the Shliach to go and tell him for him to come. He came fortuitously. So it's also not good enough. You need Roy Lovei and you need that he was Bo. What does Rav Shimon say? Rav Shimon says you don't need to actually Bo, you should actually be Botech Gimel. It's enough that he was Roy Lovei Tech Gimel. That's what Rav Shimon says in the Braisa. Says that Lach is Doilus. The same way Rav Shimon holds that if he was Roy Lovoi, he doesn't actually have to come to Tech Gimel. So who Adin Lehefech? If he came to Tech Gimel, then he doesn't have to be Roy. Then he doesn't have to be Roy Lovoi Tech Gimel. Then I understand the Alachas Doilus. So there's a big Reg Laimud over here to say that the Alachas Doilus, and maybe Tosfos also quotes the Alachas Doilus, they hold Al Derech HaRaivit that the Vortim Mokim Korva is like the Raivit's understanding. It's a mile in Roy Lovoi Tech Gimel, as opposed to Rashi, who learns that what's the mile of Mokim Korva? That it was Yochel Lovoi B'Yom Rishon. He could have come at Chilus HaAveilus. The Emes says, it's anyway Mukhuch that this Halach is Doilus, this Tosis is not going like Rashi. Because Tosis is saying that you need, implicit in this Tosis, is that the condition of Mokum Karv applies to a Halach L'Beis HaKvaras. Right? That's the case in our Gemara. We're talking about a Halach L'Beis HaKvaras. And Tosis, and the Gemara says, you need Gimel Yomim. Tosis says, because it's a Mokum Rochuk. And by a Mokum Rochuk, you need Gimel Yomim. So Tosa Abi apparently holds that the din of Mokum Korov applies to Tohelech Lebeis HaKvaras. Well, the Fi Rashi, that the whole word of Mokum Korov is that he was, if he comes to Mokum Korov, so he could have been here on the first day. That's the whole Milo. The whole Milo of Mokum Korov is that he could have been here on the first day. So why should I need that by Tohelech Lebeis HaKvaras? Tohelech Lebeis HaKvaras was here on the first day. He was Tak here on the first day, and he went off to the Beis HaKvaras. So who cares how far away the Beis HaKvaras is? A bum in a derech has to come in Mokum Korov because he was not here on the first day. He only showed up on day number 3. So we need that he should have been on day number 1. He was close enough that he could have come on day number 1 in order that we should be able to look at it as if he was here on day number 1. This guy was really here on day number 1. By the Achzor's part, the God of the Bias was here. Then he went off to the basic chorus. Now he's coming back. So why? Who cares if the basic chorus was a Mokum Korov or Mokum Rochuk? La halacha, the basic chorus, not brought down the basic chorus matters if it was Mokum Korov or Mokum Rochuk. Taisus holds, no, even in the Basic Kvaras, it has to be Mokum. There's a difference. If the Basic Kvaras is Mokum Korov, then he can come to Eich Zayin. If the Basic Kvaras is Mokum Rochik, then he has to come to Eich Gimel. Lefi Rashi, it makes no sense. Lefi Raivit, it makes sense. The idea of Mokum Korov is not that it's Kilu was here on the first day. The idea of Mokum Korov is that he was Roy Lovoi Toich Gimel. So a guy went off to the Basic Kvaras. Was he Roy Lovei Tech Gimel? Could he have come back Tech Gimel? Well, it depends. If the Beis HaKvaras is a day's journey away, less than a day's journey away, up to a day's journey away, so he's Roy Lovei Tech Gimel. The Kvura, the Achzoris Ponim, the Misa was day number 1. He went a day to the cemetery, a day to come back from the cemetery, so it's Roy Lovei Tech Gimel. But if the cemetery is more than a day's journey away, then it's not Roy Lachzor Tech Gimel. So anyway, you see that Tosis holds like the Raivit. That Mokum Korov has to do with Roy Lovei Tech Gimel, and not with Roy Lovei B'Yom Rishon. And that stems with the whole idea over here, the whole Habon and Rav Shimon. I think this is a rival dikatesis. Yeah.
If the
Korov
is Rochel, how
have they ever gone
back if he did?
Because maybe the Hazar's was really in the morning the first day. Roy Lovei means even if the Kvur will be at the end of the day, like the Rivas, even if the Kvur will be at the end of the day, the Shliach can go a day and come back. What if the Kvur is in the morning? But the Roy Lovei is measured, even if the Kvur will be at the last minute, it's still Roy Lovei Tech Gimel. So here, Al Derech is here. Even if the Achzoris Ponim was, they sent the Mesa off, it was at the end of the first day, but he could go a day and he can come back a day. But maybe the Achzoris Ponim was in the morning, then it's time to go further. But it's not Roy Lovei Tech Gimel. Also, he could have gotten. Besides that, but you should him say this in Messias, like by Derech Chayka by Pesach, the Susum Prodim, the guy could come and he could get a fast motorcycle or something. He could get it faster than the regular. The Eser Pasois is a person going on foot. The guy could get a fleet camel or something and he could get it faster.
That won't be considered Roy.
That won't make it Roy. That's the Pasha, that won't make it Roy. Eser Pasois is Ma'al Chadim Vyomis going by foot. They had people, even in time of the Gemara, you could go faster than by foot. The Gemara has cases over there by Derech Chayka. Derech Chayka is measured by going by foot. On the scale of Mahalach Adam Yom Aser Pasois, and the Gemara talks about what if he got Susumu Prodom, he came faster. Yeah, he could come faster, but Roy Lovei is by foot. Yeah, the Emes, it's again a little bit to the Alach Lamaisa. Not that we're talking over here Alach Lamaisa, but You know, the place can talk about, like, Bizman Azeh, what's called the Derech HaChayka, because we have modern means of transportation and we could travel faster. So you have to know. So the place can talk, I think, hold the way that today it has a different measure. But even with Bizman Gemara, a person could go faster than Esa Pasois in a day. You could go on a horse. That's not a modern invention. And you could also go faster. The Gemara says you could go faster than that. And yet it's measured Mahal Chodim B'Yoyim. So why today should be measured? Why should today be any different? So Mestoma, the tzad is, the argument is, that it's measured in normal transportation. So normal transportation, the Bizman Gemara was to go by foot. Susum Rapodim, that's not normal. So that's not called, the Derech Chayk is measured by normal. So today it's measured by what's normal today. The place can talk and say, you know, get a military jet and go very fast, that doesn't count. That's like Susum Bizman Gemara. Yes, so that's the first Mahalach in Tosfos. Then Tosfos says, V'oid Yesh Lefarish, Tosfos is another Mahalach, a new Mahalach, the Mahalach of the Ri. No, I have to leave. Okay, the Mahalach is going to have to wait till tomorrow.